The Black Ferns are set to notch up a century on Monday when they play their 100th test match in England. Almost as significant as the time that has passed since their last match, 28 long months. Joining us from Britain to talk about the weekend ahead and the long months behind is Wesley Clark, assistant coach of the Black Ferns. Good morning, Wesley.
Good morning, Corin.
Okay, how are you feeling? A little bit underdone, maybe? It must be fairly apprehensive having not played for so long.
I think we're excited by the opportunity to play, actually. We've trained really well this week and with some new blood in the team, and I think we're excited more than apprehensive, really.
Yes, if we look at the English squad, they have played some pretty hard test matches in the last wee while, haven't they? So will that be an issue for you, just that you can't really recreate that, I guess, test match experience?
No, you can't. But it's not new for the Black Ferns. I think between World Cups, we typically play a lot less games than England, and we've had some success at World Cups, regardless of that. They've always had the Six Nations, and some years we've played one or two tests where they've played Six Nations, etc. So it's not new to us. Like I said, it's a cool challenge, and we're just excited to be taking them on, really. And we're also lucky in New Zealand with a great Farah Palmer Cup that our players have been involved in. So we're playing some quality rugby in there, and gives us a good chance to select the best players. So I think
You selected a 23 yet?
I think that comes out tomorrow.
What sort of a side, I suppose you can't give too much away, but in terms of if we're trying to cast our minds back to the last time the Black Ferns played, what sort of a side can we expect? Will it be you're looking to play a different style of football when you're playing against, those Northern Hemisphere sides?
Look, we're definitely looking to try some things. We've got a World Cup next year, and it's a good opportunity for us to play around with some combinations and some strategies to see how they go on this tour. We've also got, 12 debutants in our squad, so probably expect to see a few of those in the starting 23. So that's exciting. They bring a whole lot of excitement for their first test with them, so that's really picked the team up in terms of enthusiasm. And yeah, like I said, we'll try a few things that maybe we want to do next year. So good opportunity for us.
Yeah, and when we talk about style, are we looking for that speed, the offload, the passing, in a similar way to the way in which the All Blacks play, or are you looking for a slightly more get those set pieces right, the slightly more structured game to begin with?
Well, set piece is always important when you play against England. They're very good at it. They punished us a few years back in Rotorua with three tries off their maul, so it's something we're aware of that we have to be good at to play that expensive game. But ultimately, we're a New Zealand team, so we'd like to play the New Zealand style, and that's probably what you'll see.
Lovely. Wesley Clark, thank you very much for that. Good luck for the match against England. It's going to be one to watch.